Welcome to a little snippet of Emotional Martial Arts, where we talk about and learn about the power of the energy of emotions and how to guide the energy of emotions toward healing and health instead of dissonance and disease. So today's topic, how to not take things personally, especially when they feel so personal. A couple of examples. Those of you who know Ilana and I, you know we have two big dogs, two big German Shepherds who are German Shepherd lovers. We love rescues, and we have a white one, his name is Houdini, and a black and tan, Jade. Now Jade is a loving girl. She just loves everybody, and Houdini is very neurotic, introspective, introverted, has separation anxiety, and doesn't like men. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you, Howard. So this is part of my lesson, part of my journey. Now, we've had these animals now for 4 or 5 years now. Every now and then, I'll go up to Houdini. I'll get down on a knee like this. About half the time he gets up, it goes away. And how am I supposed to feel? Rejection. So I get in touch with my three committee members. Those of you who've been to an emotional martial arts know that we all have three committee members inside our head. And let's go through each one of them. In the blue, the three committee members in reaction mode. So you have the child in reaction mode, is the vulnerable, approval-seeking child. So part of me is like, Houdini, please like me. Don't reject me. Come on. Yeah, what you love. Boom. Gone. So my approval-seeking child can feel fear. He's not going to like me. Sadness. He's never going to like me. Maybe some guilt and shame and worthlessness. Maybe something about me he's rejecting. So I'll go through all of those five emotions. Fear, sadness, guilt, shame, worthlessness. That's my child in the committee. Now, on the other hand, my teenager goes over to Houdini. Houdini leaves and my teenager's like, what the F? What are you? Come on, you're a dog. I'm your master. Oh no, okay. Well, that's my teen. That's what my teenager thinks. So my teen, my angry rebellious teen, feels a little bit of anger, resentment, jealousy. She gets all the attention. Houdini goes right to her. And betrayal. Now, those nine emotions for the child, fear, sadness, those two are more overt, guilt, shame, worthlessness, gunshot wound, guilt, shame, worthlessness, fear, sadness, guilt, shame, worthlessness, anger, resentment, jealousy, betrayal, nine emotions, that's all you need to know. Those are the emotions, most of those that we get triggered when we're in stress, in distress, when we have a reaction, when we take things personally. And so the first key is awareness times 10. Awareness that we're in reaction mode, because a lot of times, is my reflex hammer here?
Oh, yes.
One of my favorite props, heretofore coming. Almost at the end of my sentence, it will magically arrive. Thank you, Ron. Where was I? So, reflexive reaction. So often, we're in reflexive reaction mode. Just like we have deep tendon reflexes, neurological reflexes, we have psychological and emotional. So when I go over to Houdini, he goes away, and I have these reflexive reactions internally, and you can see they're nuanced and layered. Anger, resentment, jealousy, betrayal, sadness. A whole compendium of emotions that could hide and stay stuck until we dug a little bit deeper and aerate it and dissipate it in order to release it. Because then, when I go through this process, the three committee members I talked about too, the vulnerable approval-seeking child, the angry rebellious adolescent, and the critical parent of the judge. So in the committee, the judge has judgments. Houdini, what's wrong with you? Why don't you like me? Houdini, why do you like her better than me? Howard, what's wrong with you? Howard, why are you having all this reaction? Judgment, 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 judgment. Now, to get out of that trap, what do? We take one foot out, and then a second foot out. And we cultivate what I like to call the NJO, the non-judgmental observer. So imagine right now, you guys are the NJO, you're the non-judgmental observer. When you're a non-judgmental observer, you don't have judgments. Good, bad, right, wrong, either or. It's just an inquiry of, okay, let's see what's going on. Because when we have this non-judgmental inquiry, we can move from our reaction mode. And if you look at the spelling of reaction, R-E-A-C-T-I-O-N, if you pluck that C and you see it differently and you put it in the front, we have creation. So from reaction to creation, we move the energy of the emotions that get stuck. We recognize, we validate, and then we release the emotions. And now we have the wondrous, creative, playful child. The child in the committee is no longer sad or fearful. It's like, it's okay. Of the angry, rebellious teen becomes the enthusiastic, engaged teenager. And the unconditional loving parent, and the conditionally loving, and the critic, the judge, becomes the unconditionally loving parent. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a shift. So I want you to pay attention to that from reaction to creation. That's going to be key in each one of our journey in working through things that feel personal to know that they're not.